Charlie, how are you? Are you there?
How are we doing, John?
I'm good. You still got some skate in you?
I still got my voice. I'm ready to go. Although I will say, when they said when they wanted me to do food fight, I'm like, is this a physical food fight? Like,
No.
Okay. I was ready either way.
Not only that, this is more like it's changed over time. Let's just put it that way. Yeah, in the beginning, you know, there was a verbal back and forth if the two participants had a strong disagreement about a certain type of food or whatever. But lately, everybody that's been coming on, like you told, you said that you wanted to talk about Greek food because you're Greek. Mm. Well, not only that, but it's great food. And then I'm saying to myself, but wait, I can't fight about Greek food because I love Greek food. In fact, the fact that you were coming on reminded me of how long it's been since I had any. And I'm telling you, there was a time, Charlie, where dating myself, Bob Surratt and I and a whole bunch of people would go down to Greektown on Halsted in Chicago with great regularity and have a really, really awesome time. And the restaurant we went to was a place called the Parthenon, and I checked it out today, and it's permanently closed. But, you know, it's got the Greek islands and a bunch of great Greek restaurants down there. But I'm a general Greek food fan, is really what I have to say about it. So thanks for being with us. No, I mean, you know, I like it all. Everything that I've ever tried, and I think it's the word I'm looking for. I'm not mainstream. I like the hardcore. Do you know what I mean? Hardcore Greek food. Do you believe that there is such a thing?
Mm. Are you talking about just like the important entrees?
Well, okay, let's take a Greek salad.
Okay.
Right? What's in a Greek salad?
Well, wait, first off, I want to say I feel like I'm a horrible spokesperson for the Greek food community because I can be a picky eater and I don't like to expand my horizon very much. So the fact that I'm actually being the one talking about Greek food is I don't even know if my family is listening to this, but they're probably laughing that I'm the one that has to talk about this because I feel like I should call my sister right now so she can be the one to voice her opinion.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
A Greek salad.
Yes.
Right, because there's two. Because if you go to, at least the last time I went into a Greek restaurant, you know, they offer two types of salad. One looks like a regular, more or less a regular salad with lettuce and whatever. The other, which they call a Greek salad, does not look like that at all. It has like feta cheese and olives and you tell me, what else? Onions?
Yeah.
What else is in that?
Cucumbers.
Yeah.
Tomatoes. Yeah, and olives. The olives in Greece, though, I can only share based off what other people tell me. The olives in Greece are phenomenal. And tomatoes, because they're fresh.
Well, yeah, I believe that the olives are the mainstay of the Greek diet.
It's the straw that, it stirs the drink.
But, I mean, that would be a very maybe bad example of what I'm talking about. I mean, I would want calling it a hardcore, maybe that's a little too extreme a term, but, you know, the salad that's Greek that has no lettuce as opposed to the ones that's more, you know, American or whatever you want to call it with your standard lettuce and maybe some other things and olive oil. But, you know, that and like moussaka and we used to go in there and they have is it Saganaki?
Oh, yeah, the flaming cheese.
Oh, my God. let me tell you, they would have servers who would have a white linen napkin that ran up and down their arm, and they'd have their arm out, and on their arm, they would have, like, I don't know, five different servings of Saganaki. And they'd come in and light them all on fire at the same time and go, oopah! And these flames are shooting up to these. But I mean, it was awesome. Just awesome. I love that stuff.
That is one of my favorites, and that is always a staple every time I go to a Greek restaurant. We got to get it. Got to get it.
Well, it's a great sense of showmanship, too. I mean, there's a flourish to it. They just don't come in there and light the cheese on fire. I mean, it's a whole production. But, I mean, I'm in on the grilled fish. I'm in on the octopus. I'm in on the dolmades, the baklava is a great dessert. I mean, this is why I can't argue with you about it. And you can't argue about it with me either, because,
I know. How am I going to go toe to toe with John? But I'm like, I feel like John's on my side. Like, we should go toe to toe with other people.
That's the other, that's the whole, absolutely. And that's the way it's been the past few weeks. You know, they say whoever's coming on, and then they say, well, they want to talk about this. And I'm like, well, that's great, because I really like that kind of food. Romaliotis. Why do I have a pronunciation problem with your last name?
Hey, sometimes I even get it wrong.
No, you don't. Come on.
No, I'm just joking.
Sam Panayotovich is coming on later this hour. It took me a year and a half to be able to get his name right.
I know Sam. I used to call him Sammy P.
Yeah. He used to be on regularly, and then there was some sort of, I don't know.
Yeah, he left us.
Job-related thing where he went would not allow him to be on with us, and apparently that's changed because I found that he's coming back at 8:30. Anyway, so eventually I'll get it right. By the way, just out of curiosity, when it comes to your last name, what is the worst mispronunciation you've heard?
Oh, gosh. That is a great question. I honestly don't even know.
Okay. Just thought I'd check. You know, when you talk about Greek food and Greek entertainment and things like that, the one thing that I think a lot of people have seen is my big fat Greek wedding. The second thing she goes, what do you mean you don't need no meat? And you hear the rest of the restaurant and the party go to total silence.
Complete silence.
Complete silence.
I can confirm that that would probably happen in our family too. And actually, by the way, John, Nia Vardalos, who is the lead actress in that, we are family friends. And so that's like a personal, we enjoy that movie for many reasons. Yes, Nia is amazing.
Well, that is an interesting story because, pardon me for being a fanboy now, but wasn't it Tom Hanks and Tom Hanks's wife who somehow saw a stage production of that or something or other and produced the first film? Am I right about that?
I'm not sure, but I know Tom Hanks married married a Greek, but I'm blanking on who the wife is.
Right, and so am I. But I thought there was some connection with
that would be news to me.
The first movie.
Mm. You might be right.
Could be. I don't know. Possibly. The one, I suppose, the largest, the biggest mispronunciation of a Greek dish would be what? Come on.
Well,
you know what it must be.
Gyro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean, I mean, I can't have no gyros?
Yeah. You know what's funny? When I was in sixth grade, the cafeteria was serving gyro, and I said it the Greek way, the way I just said it. Yeah. And she's like, do you mean a gyro? And I was like, hold on, lady. I didn't get into it, but I was ready to throw down.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's one of the, I guess that's the most graphic example of something that I can come up with where a Greek mainstay is totally mispronounced. Although I think most people have come around, they may not do it with quite the flair that you do, but I think that they can come close.
I think Jimmy Fallon did a bit with it's a country music star. I think it was Luke Bryan. Like a few years ago, and they did like a song on how to pronounce that. And like by the end of it, they were like, all right, what's the real pronunciation? And like they still said it wrong. I was like, oh no.
I wonder why there is such a tendency to mispronounce that. I'm not sure why.
Got to roll the R's.
Yes, indeed. And I remember standing in line. I told you at that restaurant, the Parthenon, years ago, because they were always packed.
I miss that place.
And we'd go in and be lined up, and they'd have the meat on the spit, you know, the turning around, and they'd be slicing the side of it and giving us shots of ouzo while we stood in line. So by the time we sat down, we were ready.
I have never been a fan of ouzo. It does not taste great. But
no, it doesn't. Nope.
Yeah, I feel like anytime I say that, the Greeks want to slap me upside the head.
Well, I can't say that it tastes great, but, you know, there's not a lot of...
I think the pride is in how bad it tastes, but you have to like it, you know?
Well, first of all, usually there's a bean in it, right? And also they set that on fire.
Oh, gosh.
Don't they? Isn't that the way that's served, usually?
Maybe. I've never seen that. I don't know if I'm sheltered, but...
You must be living a sheltered life. I'm pretty darn sure. I mean, it's been a long time. Like I said, when I found out that we were going to talk about Greek food, I suddenly flashed on the fact that I hadn't had any in ages, and that I've got to do something about that right away because I love it so much. And yeah, ouzo is, well, it tastes like sort of a licorice flavor, wouldn't you say?
Correct. Yeah, yeah, we say it's a Greek licorice, yeah.
Oh, I say, okay. But not your, not to your liking then.
No.
Yeah.
I have a sweet tooth. I'm more of a, yeah.
So what would be the corresponding Greek drink to that?
Well, that's a great question. I honestly have no idea.
There isn't one. Probably is not one. Isn't one.
There is not one.
But I mean, you know, the dolmades, the grape leaves, the whole experience, I think, is just really cool.
Is gyro your favorite?
Is gyro my favorite? Well, I like gyro, but you know, really, it's the seafood,
calamari.
That'll do, but also like just fish. Like, you know, I don't exactly know what the terminology is, but I was in Greece once at a restaurant, and they would take you into the back and open up a cooler, and there would be a bunch of fish in there that had just been caught in the waters that were right across the road from the restaurant, and they'd surf that up. I mean, that's really about the best fish I ever had in my life. But yeah, I'm into the calamari for sure, which to a lot of people is like, really? You like all those tentacles? And I'm like, well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. I think that's, you know, part of the appeal, if you will, is the fact that it looks sort of like it came from the underworld of under the sea, which it did.
But, yeah.
Yeah. You know, a fish is just a fish, but come on. Calamari's a tentacle.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
Calamari is the best. I will say this is where I get in trouble with the Greek community because I'm not a fish guy. So every time we go to fish, it feels like my family is always ordering fish because it was literally caught like that same day.
Right.
And for me, I'm like, I don't want anything to do with it. Give me the gyro. Give me a souvlaki. Give me something that I enjoy. And they're always like, it's fresh, though. They just caught it today. And I was like, I don't care.
It is. It's fresh. They just caught it. I mean, that's hard to argue with them. I mean, and it isn't like you have to be specifically a lover of quote-unquote Greek seafood. I mean, if you're just a seafood person, that's hard to beat that fresh caught fish that they serve and the way that they serve it.
Right.
Yeah. With the whole deboning thing, and it's a whole ceremony. And
yeah. The way they do it there is incredible. Yeah. It's so fast. I mean,
yeah.
The one thing I do like about the difference between Greek food in Greece versus in America is it's so fresh in Greece that you can have twice the portion and feel the same amount of fullness than if you had like one portion here in America.
Well, the thing that's always struck me, and the difference in Greek food wasn't as, what's the word I'm looking for? As strong as the difference in Italian food that I had. Like I've had pasta and, you know, spaghetti sauce or whatever you want to call it, or in the United States, tomato sauce for years and years and years. And I grow up and I'm an adult and yada, yada, yada. And I get over to Italy and they serve it up. Allegedly, it's the same dish. And I take a bite and it's like, wow, what did we do to this to ruin it? It is just so good. Well, Charlie, thanks for being with us. I appreciate you coming on and sort of ruminating.
Yeah, anytime. I'm kind of hungry now.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, and by the way, you guys are doing a great job. You are awesome job on the Blackhawks.
Thank you.
I enjoy listening a lot, and you can obviously tell that you are a fan and an expert and a broadcaster at the same time, which I think is the perfect combination.
Hmm. I don't know about expert, but...
Well, okay, maybe not expert, but pretty...
Fake expert.
No, you know a lot. How far do you think they're going to go?
Well, we did a show last week, and we were getting excited about the playoff odds.
I remember that.
Now they've dropped a quarter. So I don't know. I still think playoffs is a long shot this year, but in a couple of years, I think they're going to be really good, and I think they're going to be playoff contenders for a long time because of the talent that they have. So
well,
it should be fun.
It's certainly been better now than it has been in a few years, and I hope it continues. And we'll all keep listening. Charlie, thanks for being with us.
Love it. Thank you, John.
Have a good one.
You too.
See you in Greektown.
All right, let's do it.
All right, yeah.
Saganaki, fire it up.
Get ready.